Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. Our podcasts are here to help you if you're learning English and you want to talk English fluently. We would usually say speak English fluently, and we would tend to say talk in English fluently. But we would understand what you meant if you said talk English fluently. Anyway, we are here to help you with your English language learning. Let me just say that if you would like to go further with your English language learning, then our courses will help you do that. Course 1, Activate Your Listening, will build up your English language skills and start you off understanding English conversation. If you'd like to download our course and start learning straight away, go to the courses page at adeptenglish.com. So today, shall we talk about what's been happening with climate change demonstrations? A demonstration is when people go out on the streets, lots of people together, to make a protest. That's a demonstration. Climate is about the weather, about the ecology. You know, what's happening, usually people talk here about global warming as being climate change. So does the name Greta Thunberg mean anything to you? Well, Greta Thunberg is the 16-year-old Swedish climate activist and the instigator, the initiator of climate strikes, which have been happening all around the world. Last Friday, Greta Thunberg was in Montreal in Canada, campaigning and leading another strike. STRIKE, spell it correctly, is where people refuse to go about their normal daily tasks because they want to protest something. They want to object, to complain, to challenge something. In the past, the word strike has usually been in association with trade unions. So trade unions are the organisations that represent workers in particular industries, and they might organise strike action if there's something to complain about. So for example, British Airways have had problems recently because their pilots, the people who fly their planes, have been on strike, refusing to work. What is different about Greta Thunberg and the strikes that she's been calling for? These are not workers complaining about their working conditions or their pay. No, she's calling for people, including children, to go on strike in protest about climate change and politicians whom she sees as not doing enough. So last week, Greta Thunberg made an impassioned speech to the UN, the United Nations, and accused them of not doing enough for climate change. Part of the reason why she has such an impact is that Greta Thunberg is so young, only 16 years old. And another part of the reason why she made such an impact at the UN is that she is so direct. She was clearly angry in her "How dare you" speech. And this is in contrast with the way that speeches are usually given and the way that people usually speak at these events. So there's a lot of discomfort amongst the established, well-known political figures at being challenged so forcefully by someone so young. When she was interviewed, Greta Thunberg talked about how she's cared about climate change from being very young. She said that when she first started to understand what was happening, she couldn't understand why more wasn't being done about the problem. Why was no one intervening to stop climate change? She said, "It felt like I was the only one who cared about the climate and the ecological crisis." Thunberg has said, "My parents didn't care about it. My classmates didn't care about it. My relatives didn't care about this. I mean, Nobody knew I cared about this, and I felt like I was the only one. So from early as 11 years old, Greta Thunberg has been trying to change things. It was last year in 2018 that she first set about organising strikes for climate change. Last week, she accused world leaders of stealing my dreams and my childhood and told them, the eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you. What is remarkable in someone so young is the single-mindedness, the focus on a particular goal, and the determination she shows. Greta Thunberg's critics cite her mental health, the health of her mind, as something to criticise her on. However, Greta Thunberg is not mentally ill. She does have a diagnosis of a type of autism called Asperger's. And it's interesting that if you know anything about Asperger's, it becomes clear that this is actually her strength and part of what makes her able to have such focus and therefore such influence. In part, it's Asperger's that gives her her single-minded focus. Whether or not you agree with Greta Thunberg, what she's been able to do is remarkable. She's initiated strike action across the world with her Fridays for Future movement, and about 300,000 people gathered in support of her in Montreal in Canada last week. I think one of the reasons why her voice is so impactful is that she's so young. She reminds us that whatever decisions are made which affect the climate, whatever choices are made, this will affect people way into the future. It will have impact on the lives of people who are just children now, and our children and our children's children. So it reminds us that we have a responsibility, not just to ourselves, not just to now, but to the future also. So there we have it. Talk English fluently. You can practice by listening to this podcast several times, noticing how much more you understand each time you listen. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.